That's been an observation that has been a traditional one over the last 30 years. The exact cause, not clear. There may be some clues coming out of our understanding of the biology of the VHL protein and how it influences growth in kidney cancer, but it's still not clear. I mean, I think the fact is that we've known about this unique feature of kidney cancer for probably about 15 years now, and it's not something that comes out of the blue. It's been there, and it was uncovered in the 1990s, 93, 94, when some folks made the observation in patients with the VHL syndrome that their cancers and their germline cells contained a mutation of a gene called the VHL gene, von Hippel-Lindau gene. And that group of people gets clear cell cancer of the kidney. So it's really set the stage to try to understand clear cell cancer. And when we started to look at clear cell tumors that arose sporadically in the individual who doesn't have a familial history, it became clear that the same abnormality was there. Not in all of them, but in probably well over half, and that there were others that behaved in a similar fashion because of what we call epigenetic phenomenon that silenced this gene. So the VHL gene is absent or silenced in 70% of the cases of clear cell cancer. And that is what we feel is relevant in terms of the biology of the tumor, the phenotype of the cancer. Surgeons have known that this is a vascular cancer. Medical oncologists have recognized that. The question was why? Well, it clearly ties in to the VHL gene abnormality, because when the VHL gene is non-functional or not operating appropriately, what happens is the development of a large number of genes that are related to hypoxia. These genes are meant to influence blood supply. They enhance the blood supply in the presence of a low oxygen tension. But in clear cell cancer, the low oxygen tension is not there, but the VHL gene, which ordinarily controls this give and take, if you will, of new development of blood vessels and so on, is. So in a very simple way, the biology ties into the genetic abnormality. So why is it different than other cancers? Because most cancers, you don't have this well-defined abnormality of one gene that clearly causes the cancer. In kidney cancer, that's there. So it made sense that as you thought about this cancer, that the way to approach it is to exploit that knowledge.